Hare Krishna. So today is the auspicious disappearance day of the Goswamis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, regarding this, to explain what the influence a Vaishnava carries in this world, even after his departure. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnava die, Vaishnava never die, like Krishna. When thou art living still in sound, the Vaishnava die to live. And living, try to spread the holy name of all around. Prabhupada doing the same thing. This is our mood. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, teaching us how to serve Krishna with love. In what mood? Feeling separation from Krishna. And Krishna was one, he became two, in order to enjoy pastime as Radha and Krishna. Then again two became one as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and came to teach us how to serve Krishna in the mood of the greatest devotee of Krishna is Radharani. That is called Vipra Lambo Seva. Feeling separation from the Lord, we serve and feel union within our heart. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he taught to his top follower, the six Goswami, and we always sing Sri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jeev Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Eichhaya Gosai Koi Charma, we always pay obeisance to the six Goswamis. Three of the Goswamis, first two, they are out of six, at disappearance day, and third one, Krishnadas Kaviraj, who is there later, who around that time towards the end, he also was there and accepted Rup Goswami and Raghunath Das as his guru. And it is our, in order to render devotional service, they are our ideal character whose footprints, whose instruction we should follow, and the mood. That is in Goswami Ashtak. We find how they used to serve. Goswami Ashtak, we find how they used to serve. So we discuss their life. By Srinivas Acharya, Krishna Kirtana, Gana, Nartana, Parau, Premam, Mritam, Budhi, Dhira, Dhira, Jana, Priyau, Priyakarau, Nirmatsarau, Pujitau. Prabhupada, specially, this verse used to say, often, along with other verse, the Goswami's bhajan is like this, He Radhe, Vrajadevi, Ke, Chalalite, He Nanda Suna Kutaha. Oh, the Goswamis, who are chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, Oh, Queen of Vrindavan, Oh, Radharani, Oh, Lalita, Oh, son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan? Are you under the trees? On the bank of Jamuna, where are you? These are their moods in executing Krishna consciousness. So we'll read a little bit. They say today, though is a class, they say, Maharaj, specially, talk about the Goswamis. Topmost Vidha, our, who introduced this Radha Krishna worship, Seva, that is, who is it? Madhavendra Puripad, whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke highly. He said, who could be so fortunate than Madhavendra Puri? He is his param guru, guru of his guru, may accept him. And you know Madhavendra Puri's wonderful pastime, still these things are there. He was telling, this is the our mood, Radharani, when Krishna went to Mathura and Radharani is feeling separation and Radharani is saying, hey Natha, hey Mathura Natha, oi Dino Dayadra Natha, hey Mathura Natha, Kadabalakkose, O Lord of the fallen, Dinanatha, O Lord of Mathura, now we have become Lord of Mathura, not Lord of Vrindavan. When would I have your darshan? When I will be able to see you? Then, Hidayam Tadaloka, my heart, please switch off this. My heart is very morose. I am very sad. Daita, you are so kind, so compassionate. My heart, in his feeling separation from me, is restless. Daita. Brahmati. King Karum Maham, please tell me what shall I do now. It's very sweet. He says, some poet also, our sweetest songs are those that tell of our saddest thoughts, feeling very sad. It's very sweet. So, Raghunath Das Goswami's life first. So, Raghunath Das Goswami was born in a family who are some of the richest men of Bengal at that time. And he heard about, in Krishnapur he was born in Bengal, and his father's name was Govardhan Das, and his father's elder brother's name was Hiranya Das. They are biggest, some of the Jamindar, almost like a king. So, from his childhood, he was born and brought up with so much love and care, like a prince. Because of association of sadhu, his father and father's elder brother, both of them were famous for serving all the sadhus. And whole Bengal knew they are great lover of Vaishnava and serving them. Haridas Thakurs were in their house and being of the association and hearing, especially Haridas Thakur by the mercy. So he became detached at heart with all this wealth, follower, father's, mother's affection. He was not attached. Then gradually he came to know about Gaur Nitai and their mercy. When he came to know that Mahaprabhu took sannyas and is leaving Bengal, then he became almost crazy, transcendentally, and want to see his lotus feet and to Shantipur Advaita Acharya's place. Shantipur. Still, when you go to Mayapur, you go via Shantipur, you know. We'll have Madhavendra Puri's Utsav during festival time one day. All of you are invited to go. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoever in this Utsav take part, either serve prasad or take prasad, definitely will get love of Godhead. So, whole Navadvip people come that day. And all the devotees in Gaur Purnima, that day, before Gaur Purnima, a few days before, They go there either to serve, or take prasad, or both, discuss. It's a very nice festival, they should come. Other places also sometime they want to do all this. So, very nice instruction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand. Then he said to him, very pleased and embraced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, could understand he is mad after him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, very nice thing, which you should learn. All this instruction, very wonderful. He's saying, Sthir hoiya ghare jao, naho batul. Kunove kunove paaye lok, bhavo sindhu. Go back home. Don't be crazy. At once taking sannyas or renounced order or leave home like me. It's a gradual process. It's a gradual process. I understand you are not attached to your wealth. Markat bairagya na kara lok dekhaiya. It is a gradual process. Then you become free from the entangled up material entanglement. Don't be like a monkey. Become externally, you become renowned. We can learn from this. Only dress doesn't make somebody brahmachari or sannyasi. This is what is consciousness is, matters. Don't show people that I am a sannyasi, I am renounced. No. Whatever is necessary to keep the body fit, accept that much for sense gratification. Keep your body fit and become detached. At heart, become attached to Krishna always. And what Krishna says and Sadguru, pure devotee of Krishna said. Antaranishtara bahya lok babhar. Externally, whatever you may be, you have to act according to your ashram, act. But at heart, become attached to Krishna, his instruction and Sadguru's instruction. Achirat Krishna tumai koriben uddhar. Very soon you will find Krishna will deliver you from the material entanglement. This is we can learn from this someone. Vrindavan dekhi jabe ashibo nila chale. When I will come back to Jagannath Puri after visiting Vrindavan, tabe tumi ama pas ashio kono chale. With some pretext. You can come to see me. All these things, what God says, is called satsankalpa. Definitely that will happen. Because he's bhakshiddha. Whatever they say, it will happen. Anybody follows that, he will also get this power. A devotee strictly follow grihastha life, strictly follow ideal brahmacharya, he can get this power. It's nothing. Sechal sekale Krishna spurabe tumare Krishna kipa jare tare kera kite pare. If Krishna is merciful, Krishna showed mercy on somebody, who can stop him becoming renounced, living the materialistic way of life, of sense gratification at home? At that time, Krishna will, what should I say, spurabe, manifest within your heart, himself. Heto kohi Mahaprabhu tare vidai dila. Saying this instruction, giving this instruction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him up, say, now you come. Come means you don't tell somebody. You go. But it's a nice way to say, now you can come. I remember Prabhupada used to say to his disciple, like, nicely, you may come now. In direct, it means, now, please, leave me alone. In other words, don't say go. It's a little rude sound, very fine. Ghare asi Mahaprabhu sikha chorila. Coming back home, Raghunath Das started acting according to instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I find later on he, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to know Nityananda Prabhu has come to Panihati, so he thought, now this time I go. And asked the permission of his parents. He was acting nicely, his parents, seeing that he's very detached, you know, arranged for him a very beautiful life partner, like a apsara. But at heart, Raghunath is not attached to his wife. Just like Prabhupada said, Prabhupada married, then Prabhupada said once, I didn't like my wife. She was good, in good qualities. All the, I was not, but I wanted to have another beautiful girl. My father, loving father said, listen, it's not good to be attached to wife. Just do as a matter of duty. It will be very difficult to develop attachment to Krishna. You must put your attachment to something. Better put to Krishna. Then you can render devotional service seriously. Otherwise, again you have to come here. Then may not be as a man, as a woman. Better do as a matter of duty. The matter of duty as a husband does his duty. Then Prabhupada could understand his father's instructions. Okay, father, whatever you say. So anyway, the Raghunath day and night thinking how to run away. His parents, knowing this, put nearly 10-11% as his servant. Nothing for them to keep an eye, some for bathing, some for always attending him. Some for who is going somewhere, maybe he'll go on a, riding on a horse or a palkin. Various type of service. In the pretext, gave so many persons. Still, he got a chance one day when at night their priest or guru, family guru came and he wanted to do something. He said, I will do on your behalf. And the guards are all asleep. At once he got this chance. He said, I will do. I am going. You don't have to go. And he left then. I went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Jagannath Puri. In 12 days, walking, he never, feet hardly touches land. He's walking. From that to Jagannath Puri will be 450 miles maybe. In 12 days, he crossed that. His father, moment came to know, at once sent men. But he is also intelligent, Krishna. Krishna intelligent, give intelligence to whom? Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogantam jenomam upajantite. Not officially serving, pritipurvakam, with love and affection. When you are chanting, are you chanting with love and affection? Are you thinking, I am associating with Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna? Prabhupada says, in front of deity, chant Hari Krishna with love and devotion. You will know there is no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna and Krishna's form. The more you advance, we can realize this. The more you advance in chanting, we can know who Krishna give intelligence? Whom Krishna give intelligence? If it is pritipurvakam, that is actual bhakti. Krishna doesn't want our service. Krishna is bhavagrahi. Krishna wants to see my mood. Do I feel separation? When we feel separation, Goswami is saying what happened. Nidra ahara vijitako. They forget their eating, sleeping. Prabhupada told one of his disciples, what bhakti are you doing? You want to make advancement? When you will forget your bodily demand. Now, dang, 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 dang. Let us go for run. Prasadam time. As long as bodily demands are there, eating and sleeping, then not high class bhakti. maybe stamp. So, not high class, but Nidra Haro Bijitako. Mad after where is my palatable dishes? No. Mad after chanting Krishna. That is in Goswami Ashtak there. Mattaliko. Mattaliko means intoxicated in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. So, when he was going away, his mother says, time to time go away, telling his father, privately, husband to wife, talking about their only one son in their family. His father is telling to his mother, you are telling, put him in a room and lock up. One who is crazy after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do you think you can lock him up, tie him up? I have given him a most beautiful wife, young, so much wealth, money. But one who is mad after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't think you can, some or other, you know. So tie him up, lock him up in a room, some or other he will run away. That is what happened. He ran away. So you can see how attractive Mahaprabhu is. So one day say, oh, now he's very good. He's looking after business, everything, spending time with his wife. He's okay. Now he's saying, now Nityananda Prabhu has come to Panihati. Can I go? He's clever. He's telling, asking permission from his parents, previously not. Okay, okay, you go. Come back. With servant, he's going. Then Nityananda Prabhu, when came to Panihati, I don't know, if he tell Rajagnathar, it will, whole time will go. Make it short. Huh? Maybe another day we'll discuss about Goswamis. I think 2021st. Then we'll go. Just today, little discuss the instruction little. So, actually we cannot approach Krishna or Mahaprabhu directly. We should go through their near and dear ones. Prabhupada used to say, if you want to meet a great personality, first of all you have to go through somebody who is very near and dear. If you want to love me, pat my dog. This Prabhupada said that. You want to see Prime Minister and his son is playing, you cannot go to Prime Minister, see. His son is playing somewhere, you know, he's Prime Minister's son. Huh? You make loving relation with him, giving him so many presents. Maybe his father will ask, where did you get this? That man gave daddy. Call him. Like that, Prabhupada said. So Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya most beloved. Nityair Karuna Habe, Braja Radha Krishna Pave. By the mercy of Nityananda, we can become free from the material entanglement. We can become very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and can get his service. So when he came, it was spread everywhere. The richest man, son is here, Raghunath. And Nityananda Prabhu came to know from a long distance. Nityananda was giving with fear, awe and reverence, paying obeisance to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda said, who is that? Say, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting in Panihati from Calcutta, not very far, some kilometer from North Calcutta. So, towards the countryside. Now it is not countryside, of course. It is a Sipat, a place of pilgrimage. So, yeah, and underneath a banyan tree and surrounding him, encircling many, many circle, concentric, his associates are sitting there. Nityananda looks like millions of suns sitting. Who is that? He said, Raghunath, son of Govardhan. Oh, I see. Catch him. Bring him near this guy. He is like a thief hiding. Actually, it's very meaningful. Keep hiding me, nobody knows. He is the associate of the Lord, past. But nobody knows. He is talking in such a way. That is why. Nityananda Prabhu usually, sometimes, very funny. Bring him here and put his feet on his head. You, where have you been hiding so long? Now I will punish you. Saying this, he told, all my associates sitting there, punishment is, you entertain them with chira, flat rice, yogurts, sweets, milk, banana. It's called Chira Dodhi Mahotsav. Maybe you come from America, knows Jayapatama does in Atlanta every year. Many from all parts of America come. And in Calcutta, from there, Mayapur, Calcutta devotees go there, Panihati, every year. From, I don't know how many years we have been doing this. And some other parts of the world also. In Indonesia, Fiji, many places we do. Maybe Singapore also. And many Nityananda Prabhu's associates were there. At once Raghunath became ecstatic. Oh, this is a great mercy to serve the Vaishnava. If you want to get the mercy of the Lord, Vishnu, Krishna, if you serve the Vaishnava, Krishna is so pleased, Vishnu, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. And he was very enthusiastic getting this blessing. In the form of punishment, actually, he is giving him blessing to serve the Vaishnava. So at once he ordered his servant, tell all the shops here, local shop, I buy everything. Flat rice, yogurt, everything, sugar, milk, everything, ask them to bring. Clay pots. And it was distributed, arranged, organized, according to Raghunath Das. Everybody had distributed, and washing the flat rice. Nityananda Prabhu sat down, meditated on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asked them, put a seat by his side, and pot also. Then he called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand. And wherever he may be, maybe Jagannath, he came there. Only those who are fortunate, they could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Not everybody. Whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked, they could see. This is a fortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows who are pure. They can see. And Nityananda took him out, led him to different places, seeing how they are mixing flat rice, yogurt, flat rice, milk, banana, sweet meat, that means cheese, all this together. And he said, okay, took, and Lord is here, took one morsel from different pots and pushing on the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again, taking some from some pots, some of the mixture, and putting on the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu. Thus, they are having fun. Only they are seeing Nityananda Prabhu, most of them. Few of them, fortunate, could see also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, actually, Nityananda Prabhu was invited with all his parshat to their his Sripad. Raghav Pandit used to live with his sister, Damayanti, who used to cook and dry sweets, many, and send it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, in many, many pots, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will eat for months, and relish the love and affection of Raghav Pandit and his sister, Damayanti, the great devotee, Parshad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Raghav Pandit invited Nityananda Prabhu and his Parshad there to take prasad there in the house. And he, seeing Nityananda Prabhu is late, he came with something, little prasad, and came. What happened? You are not coming? You sit down here, take this prasad. At night, go there, again chanting, dancing, and feasting. This is what Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. No austerity so much. Chant, dance as much as you can, Harikatha, and then take prasad all together. This is very nice. So many yogis, they are shocked to see how they are progressing like that and realizing God. Simply Baba says, chanting, dancing, Harikatha, take prasad. Anyway, Nityananda Prabhu then said, that day had a nice, he was very pleased. Next day, after going to Raghav Pandit's house and having chanting, dancing, again bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then feasting, taking rest, next day taking bath, again sat down under the same tree with all his parshad. Then Raghunath approached, not directly to him, through again to his dear one, that is Raghav Pandit. He asked, please tell Nityananda Prabhu that I am very fallen, I am like a dwarf who is trying to touch the moon. I am very fallen, I cannot approach him. But you can tell him on my behalf that please request him so that I can get now, if he so pleased with me, with my little humble service, that I can now get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I can become a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can become follower. Then he told this thing, Nityananda Prabhu said, all the devotees here, this Raghunath, he has got born and brought up in so much luxurious life, beautiful wife, he shunned it like anything, gave up, and came to have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through me. So all of you, he nicely gave, entertained you with such wonderful feast. All of you, bless him, so that he very soon become get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I also bless him. Very soon, in no time, he will become an associate, very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is what happened in a short time. Raghunath was very pleased and he left after giving them again so many gold to Raghav Pandit, said, divide them, but don't tell Nityananda Prabhu till I go away, all these things. You want to serve the Vaishnava. When he was going away, leaving his house, running away, at night, as I said, everybody fell asleep, all the guards, his father sent by the shortest route, normal route, to Jagannath Puri, but he was going through different route, which is long distance, through different villages, hardly anybody goes. So his father couldn't trace him, locate him. He didn't care for his food when he was walking. Whole day gone, he didn't eat anything. He didn't care for his food. He's always meditating on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakkhana pekkhanahi samasta divasgaman khudanahi vade Chaitanya charan praptiman. How can I get the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's always meditating. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not, that he does not know. He doesn't know, though he is in Jagannath Puri. Sometime he got something, he will eat. Sometime he will cook little. Most of the time he will be drinking some milk from some milk shed. So where the cow shed is there, he will ask, they will give him, seeing whole day he is walking. Whatever he gets, just to keep his body fit, he will eat. Just like this, after a month, within 1 month, 12 days, he arrived in Jagannath Puri. Actually, 3 days, he had got meal. After knowing from different person where Jagannath Mahaprabhu is, when he paid obeisance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mukunda, he saw He told, here is Raghunath Das paying obeisance to you. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Raghunath, come here. When Raghunath Das Goswami very humbly came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and paid dandavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, get up. And he embraced him tightly. Tears rolled down from their eyes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Bara Dayamaya. Krishna is very compassionate to you. He just saved you from a ditch full of stool. Raghunath said, I don't know Krishna. I only know you. I know by your mercy I can be free from the material entanglement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed. He said, what do you think? Luxurious life, enjoying life. Actually, it is a ditch where stool is there and the insects are there, but they cannot understand what they are enjoying. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, take bath, go to the sea, see the Lord, and come here and tell Govinda, give me my remnants, what I eat. He gave him instruction like this and told him to go to the... He stayed with Mahaprabhu for a long time and used to invite Mahaprabhu many times with prasad, this, that. Then after some time he stopped. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired why. There is a lila is there. I think 20 or 21st. Time is short. We will discuss more. Little bit I talk about other Goswamis. He has got some instruction, many others. Very nice, good for us also. Gramma katha na sunibe, gramma katha na kohibe, bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na poribe. Don't be after palatable dishes. Neither you talk, any talk, other than Krishna katha. Don't dress very attractive dress. Always be very, very humble, thinking yourself, I am most fallen, and chant the holy name of Krishna. If you cannot, at least mentally live in Vrindavan. Many other instructions he gave. If you eat food person from person who is very materialistic, then your mind will be contaminated. With contaminated mind, you cannot make progress in your devotional service. I won't tell now all this, little high. There's more instruction there. I rather like to go to other Goswami, to other Krishnadas and Raghunath Bhatta. This Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was in Bangladesh. There was one scholar, pandit, and also devotee. His name was Tapan Misra. And he one day was thinking, what is our goal, sadhya? And what is sadhan? How to achieve it? It's called sadhya, sadhan. Sadhya means, what is your goal for which you are trying to achieve by sadhana, by bhajan? That is love of Godhead. And for that you do devotional service, what Prabhupada gave us. And how to do it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. And the Goswamis did it, six Goswamis. And Prabhupada teach us, taught us, depending considering time, place and circumstances. So, Tapan Misra, when he was thinking, what are these? And he saw in a dream, one divine personality came in a dream and said, you can know all these things, answer, somebody can enlighten you. His name is Nimai Pandit. At that time, Nimai, with the permission of his mother, he went to Bangladesh, other part of Bengal, not this Bengal, another, Bangladesh it is called now. One Bengal used to be. that part more big river. Like that. So, and he looked for him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time went to Bangladesh to preach. A renowned scholar, whole Bengal, no. Within a short time, he found out where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. And fell down at his feet, seeing him effulgent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, all this you are asking me, all I will enlighten you. Now you go back, don't stay here, go back to Kashi. One day I will go, soon. Now I am going to Navadvip, okay? Soon you will see me there, you go there. Then Tapan Mishra, paying obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he started for Kashi. You know the seat of all the Mayavadis in India. Yogis and Mayavadis live there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there after some time. And Tapan Mishra came to know. By that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And Manikarnika Ghat, many people came to see when he was inspiring everybody chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thousands of people chanting. In Kashi, not anybody usual. This is very rare. Everybody talk about Brahma, Chaitanya, all this. Because they don't talk about God as a person. They only talk about consciousness. Chaitanya, Brahma, all these things. Atma, all these things. Then Chandrasekhar Mishra and Tapan Mishra came to know maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he go, he saw maybe it is him. Oh, he has taken sannyas. He went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, paid him obeisance, love, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. Yes. He asked him, please come to my house. If you are fortunate to go to Kashi, ISKCON's leaders, still go there. They steal the house of Tapan Mishra there. We went sometime back. And Mahaprabhu used to visit Beni Madhav. That is still there, Beni Madhav. Of course, very sad, as usual. Some other of different faith, the emperor of India at that time, you know. And there is a big mosque nearby. Some say that is the actual place. Now the deity is still there, nearby, where is bank of the Ganges. Beni Madhav. Many of our ISKCON leaders go there, you also went. And see that Beni Madhav. At that time, he was with his wife there, and he had a little son. This son, supposed to be this future, became Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the top, most important Mahaprabhu's preacher, one of the six Goswamis, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. We always sing. If you remember these six Goswamis, all our obstacles in our devotion service will be removed. Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sijiv Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath, Eichaya Gosaya Kori Charan Bandhan, if we pay again, Dandavat to them, Jahoite Vignanas, from which all the obstacles of our, in the path of our devotion, service, all removed. If you have faith, with love and devotion you do, all will be removed. We can make progress. So this is Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta. We are Rupa Nuga. We are actually follower of Rupa Goswami. More or less the same, but little slight different. Teaching the same thing. Their life, their teachings, we should always discuss. Here is an opportunity. But time is short. I am asked to discuss about three. Each of them, even one, we cannot finish one class, what to speak of three. So I'm little saying. Till 9:15 they asked me to speak. So I'm telling little bit of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to Tapan Mishra's house, his wife will cook very nicely for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a grihastha's first duty. Prabhupada says, Grihastha has no time to do japa, mangal arati, all these things. The time is very short. He has to take care of his family members. Where is time? But those who are advanced devotees, they can. The most important one of the duties is to serve the Vaishnava, those who are renounced and all that. Thereby, he can get their mercy. And thereby, he can also advance very much. So Tapan Mishra always will be inviting in another, there is a person from Maharashtra, his house Mahaprabhu will be staying, and Tapan Mishra's house every day he will go and take prasad. The person's name was whose house Mahaprabhu was staying, Chandrasekhar Acharya. And every day he will go to Tapan Mishra's house to take prasad. And go to Bindu Madhav, Visheshwar, Lord Shiva, Bindu Madhav, and Dasashwamedh Ghat. Still those places are there. If you go to Kashi, it's also a place of pilgrimage, it's mentioned in the scripture. Of course, it's a place of Lord Shiva. At that time, when he's a little boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be taking prasad, and after rest, when his little boy, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he will be massaging the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lovingly put him on his lap sometime, embrace him. Now, when he became grown up, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left in Kashi. He visited Vrindavan and was staying in Jagannath Puri. Then his father one day, when he was grown up, say, go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and see him. And Raghunath Bhatta will go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was thinking, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has got so many followers, hundreds, thousands. Will he remember me? Though I massage his feet, when he came to our house every day, he used to take prasad, little boy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can he forget? When he went and paid obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, give the guy his garland to Raghunath Das at one point. Mahaprabhu arranged for his place where Raghunath can stay, can take prasad. And Raghunath this way stayed 8 months with Mahaprabhu. One day Mahaprabhu said, Raghunath, now we go to Vrindavan. Raghunath doesn't like to go. He's very attached to Chaitanya. How can he go? But ultimately he has to go because for his good, his guru is saying, you go, Rupa Sanatan in Vrindavan there, I have so much thing to do through you, all of you. You also will do. Okay, Mahaprabhu, paid obeisance. Mahaprabhu took his garland, put on him, embraced him. With a heavy heart, Raghunath went back to Vrindavan. And when he arrived, Vrindavan, Rupa Sanatan affectionately welcomed him to live in Vrindavan. He regularly, with Rupa Sanatan, used to, in their association, used to read Bhagavat. And he was feeling ecstasy when he was reading Bhagavat to them and showing ecstatic symptom. His voice was like so sweet, like cuckoo. And in different slok, there is different meaning, every word, and he will be explaining. Then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was engaged in serving Radha Govinda Dev. The garland Mahaprabhu gave him, one garland, he used to remember that and often used to use that. And he never talked anything other than Krishna Katha. 8 pahar, 24 hours he used to go in serving, in rendering devotional service. In Gaur Ganapadesh Deepika, he said, Raghunath Das Goswami, who was famous as a one of the associate of the Lord there in Vrindavan Krishna Lila, his name was Raghu Manjari Sakhi. He was born in 1427 Shakabdo, in 1505 in English, and he disappeared in 1579. Krishnadas Kaviraj, you know Prabhupada sing his song, Raghunath Das Goswami wrote famous all books. I did not mention, but let us say about Krishnadas Kaviraj. He in Bengal, not far from Mayapur, you can go any day. It's called Jamatpur. In Nadia district. Still, his place of residence is there, where Krishnadas Kaviraj used to live, near Noihati village. And this is called, his village name is Jamatpur. Still, the deity he used to worship there, it was Gaurnitai deity. His father's name was Bhagirath and mother's Sunanda. He had a brother, his name was Shyamdas. So, one day, when Krishnadas Kaviraj's house, lot of chanting, dancing going on. Lord Nityananda's, one of his servants, his name was Maniketan Ramdas. Minketan. Excuse me. Minketan. His name was Minketan, sorry, Ramdas. When he arrived, everybody was in ecstasy seeing Lord Nityananda's servant, because he is senior. Everybody welcomed him with joy and ecstasy, paid him obeisance, and welcomed him with chanting and dancing. They started a big festival in his presence. Minketan, in ecstasy, sometime in chanting, dancing, he will be embracing somebody. He will be encouraging somebody by nicely patting on his back. Somebody, he will put his hand on his head, blessing. Everybody remembered Nityananda by the association of Minketan, who is his servant. After that, he went to take rest. The deity has been worshipped at that time by a person, devotee is called Gunadav Mishra. He saw Minketan Ramdas has come, arrived, everybody is welcoming him, joy. He didn't care. This is offensive. The great personage has come. According to scripture, it is only Kanishtha Adhikari. But actually, the real devotee, even if he is doing deity worship, if he sees a great personage come, he should take care of him. But he didn't show any respect, nothing. So, at once, Minketan Ramdas looked at him and said, he is the second Romharshan. He is second Romharshan. You know Romharshan? Who was in a Vyasasana sitting. Actual etiquette is if somebody is sitting in Vyasasan, he doesn't get up to show respect to somebody. That is usual procedure. But if God comes, somebody exceptional, he has to show respect. So when Nityananda Prabhu went in that assembly of sadhus, Brahmins, the Bhagavad Katha going on, and Ram Harshan was conducting Bhagavad Katha, he was. Ram Harshan didn't care. Everybody knows Balaram is a supreme personality of Godhead. He is not getting up to show him respect. Now, Balaram, seeing his audacity, he took a blade of grass. Simply the blade of grass, he can kill Ram Harshan. So he reminded him, here is second Ram Harshan. Who did not welcome when Lord Baladev came. Nityananda is Lord Baladev, not different. And here is his servant, he is also exalted. He should show him respect. At least welcome him, at least show joy and happiness. No, he is taking care. But usually Vaishnav don't take it seriously. So he didn't curse him, nothing. He just carried on, Minketan Ramdas carried on chanting, dancing after saying this. The festival was over. Minketan showered blessing to all the devotees there present and left. One day, Krishnadas Kaviraj, his brother, his name was Shyamdas. Minketan had conversation, Ramdas, with Shyamdas. Minketan knows who is who. He knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda are non-different. But Shyamdas only accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God. He doesn't care for Nityananda. He has no... The Minketan, seeing this, when they are, Minketan try to enlighten him, he won't accept. So Ramdas told him, look, you are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God, but Nityananda, you don't care, you don't know what an offense you are committing. Saying this, he left. Your life will be doomed, saying this. Your spiritual life. So Krishnadas, seeing his brother committing such an offense, he got scared. Better leave. Go to Nityananda Prabhu. Whatever he says. So when he was sleeping, he had a dream. Nityananda came. Don't be afraid. Nityananda Prabhu told in a dream. And tell Krishnadas, Krishnadas, no fear. You just come to Vrindavan. All your desire will be fulfilled. Don't worry. Come. And you know, Krishnadas Kaviraj went there. All the devotees requested him to write the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was very old. He hardly could see. His hand is shaking. He cannot think. But still he is writing to please Nityananda Prabhu. Remembering Nityananda Prabhu. And paying all his obeisances mentally to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, asking for their mercy. When he went to take permission of Govinda Dev, and they found Radha Govindas, garland one fell, and the pujari took that garland and put on his shoulder, indicating this, that Govinda Dev is giving him, Radha Govinda, you see, in Jaipur, giving him permission. Okay, you write. Then he started writing. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, this is a book for spiritual life, for rag marga. You want to enter into it? He's only talking about love of Godhead. many of the shloka in Madhva Lila we find Prabhupada doesn't write purport because we are not eligible. We have not adhikar. We cannot jump into gopi bhav. Be careful. Don't jump into gopi bhav without being eligible. Adhika, then become sahajya. Prabhupada said, it is meant for liberation. But on the surface level, you can read all the pastime. First of all, we have to digest Bhagavad Gita, ABC, primary study of spiritual life. Then, Srimad Bhagavatam digest. That is graduate. And postgraduate is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita for them. They can release. Said Paramahansa can release Srimad Bhagavatam. Any of us can release Srimad Bhagavatam? Please raise hand. At least we are honest. We have got hope. Though we are against hope, we are hoping. Still it is good. One day Krishna will be merciful to us. 4 minutes to go. So, it is said, he wrote many books, Govinda Lilamrita. Krishna Karnamrita Saranga Rangada Tika. Krishna Karnamrita read Kavi Parnapur. Bilamangal Thakur. We don't know what other books he wrote, but in 1496 he appeared. We don't know when he disappeared. But he disappeared in Vrindavan. We know places, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Samadhi, his Bhajan Kutir, Radha Kunda, Radha Damodar, original Samadhi. Some say original Samadhi Radha Damodar. Radha Kunda? Bhajan Stali, Radha Kunda. We know Prabhupada sing very nicely. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madana Mohan. There is something. There is something, a Brajavasi. And though one always don't live in Brajavasi, had the mercy of Prabhupada, bringing you some mercy of Vrindavan. He is sitting here, and you can see he stands out with his garland and everything, doing so much service every time here, making place, anybody can stay, I don't know, with his permission. Time is running out, 1-2 minutes. Not much, you can find only some of the one thing I remember about him, most important, he said, anybody performing devotional service, he can become a Vaishnava. Without this, he cannot. This is the first and foremost quality he must develop. What is this? Everybody. Trinadopi sunichena taruriva sahishnana amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. Who can constantly chant the holy name or glorify Krishna? It is him. It is him. And he says, Purisher Kitet, one who is giving love of Goddess, postgraduate code book, Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, all the first class, top Siddhanta, conclusion, Vaishnava. And he's saying, he actually feels, actually, Prabhupada says to us, he's teaching us, example, what we should feel in order to become qualified as a Vaishnava. He said, I am even lower than a worm in the refuse of our body. I am even lower than Jagai Madhai. And then he said this thing, make a locket, one who is coming to perform devotional, make a locket. You know, in our locket, in a necklace, we put a locket. Inside the locket, we open and see our beloved Krishna. Of course, in the material world, everybody doesn't put locket Krishna. Something else, I don't want to say. You can ask yourself. We can ask ourselves. And we know what will be our ultimate goal when we leave our body. You remember him and go back there. But if you put Krishna within your heart, in the core of your heart, then you will definitely go to Krishna. No doubt about this. This is the lesson we get here. That is why he said, put a locket in the locket, this verse. Thinadupi. Let us become, think ourselves, I am the most fallen, most sinful than anybody. And become most tolerant like a tree. One who is doing harm, cutting, burning, but he never say anything. Pouring water, when it's tremendous cold, he doesn't ask for help. Bring heater like us. Or when it's very hot, bring air conditioner. This is Goswami Bhajan. A whole day, they have got only 1.5 hours to sleep or eat. And if at all eat, after a whole day, Raghunath Das Goswami, little matha. Of course, we cannot copy them. But we can take the policy like that. Eat minimum something. To maintain our body, eating and sleeping is most important. Nobody can avoid it. When you cut it down and increase our devotional service, yes, yes, we are progressing. And developing attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna or Gaur Nithai or Radharani. I don't know what to say. I don't want to be a big mouth. I just repeat what Prabhupada said or Goswami says. Let us become, there is a verse, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, let us pray again and again to the Goswami that we can become a grain of dust, life after life of the Rupa Goswami. Then you can become Rupa Nuga. Then you can think of Prabhupada who after breakfast will take rest 1 hour. But it is not rest. He is still thinking how to expand Krishna consciousness, expand book distribution, make more temples, bring more people to Krishna consciousness. And again, noontime, after taking prasad, he will take rest 1 hour. Even at night, when he is going to sleep, he will sleep only 2 hours usually, 11 to 1. Again, get up and start translating. We can learn. We may not be able to do that. But early days, devotees used to go to sleep 10 o'clock, get up 1, 2 o'clock. Finishing japa, go to Mangalarati, take bath. And after Mangalarati, finishing japa as soon as possible, class, do their duties, go out, come back 10 o'clock, whole day, chanting, dancing in the street, book distribution, sankirtan, distributing prasad, whatever possible for them. They had. This was our early days of ISKCON. So these are, I think, ideal case. Prabhupada was very... And regarding bodily demands, dress, many devotees didn't have their own dress. They wash all clothes and put it in the box, I still remember. And which fits, he sees whoever come first and put on. Sometimes blue sock, one blue sock, one red sock, and people will laugh at and have got fun. They won't go to take bath, or sometimes they won't go to take their prasad noontime or evening. Sometimes prasad, not sometimes, regularly prasad will come to them, not they are going to prasad. In some park will come and devotee sit down, taking prasad, also listening, not doing something, listening Prabhupada's lecture. Nectar of devotion. Maybe sitting here he can tell more. Yes? Please enlighten us. He is my senior devotee. He and his wife joined before us. I saw. He will bring cooking his wife, bring some halwa, many other things for the deity. Early days we didn't have much money. We will bring from the market what is thrown over, I remember. We will bring that. And there is competition with the monks and nuns and shopkeepers will say, first come, first served. We are throwing apple, tomato, all this sabji. If you come, first you get, otherwise nuns come, monks come, they take away. Other people, they do the same. It's very fun, lot of fun, I must say. And the devotees look like angel, so bright face and joyful. Though eating very, very frugally something. Maybe cut out bad with worms, eggplant, potato. All this for Krishna only they bring, buy something from the shop. Even they have no money to buy from the shop. This is what I remember. Some girl will go, give some Mahaprasad to the shop and give a smile, pat him, tell some story about Krishna, and he out of compassion, the guy will give something for Krishna. That is what I remember. And but the devotees are so joyful. No fight, nothing. No quarrel. If at all, they pay obeisance, embrace each other. Forget. Any question, comment. Those are sweet old days. Ananta. Any question, comment. Yes.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much, Maharaj, for such a wonderful class.
It's my pleasure.
I'm very grateful to you, Maharaj.
I'm repeating simply what I heard from Prabhupada, whatever I learned from little.
Maharaj, you explained that two questions I wanted to ask. Two questions I had, Maharaj.
Achha, achha. Tell if I'm able, I'll say. If I don't know,
my first question, as you explained, that Raghunath Das Goswami developed attachment for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply by hearing from Haridas Thakur.
He was hearing from Haridas Thakur, and with Haridas Thakur maybe went also to Haridas Thakur used to go when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Advaita Acharya's house.
So you explained that by association of Haridas Thakur, he developed attachment from Lord Chaitanya.
He went there and he was attracted, yes, hearing.
So, I wanted to ask Maharaj that what quality we should develop in our association. We associate with so many advanced devotees, but that attraction for Krishna does not develop. So, what point we should take care while associating with devotees?
Krishna, susu suddha dhanasya vasudeva katharuchi. One who is very eager to hear at heart. Suddha dhanasya and has got faith in him. And a person is also like that pure, that the result is good. This is what I know. Su-su-su sodhadhanasya. Many persons sitting here, and the audience and who is speaking, both are qualified, result accordingly follow. If he is, there are so many types of also audience there, and so many types of speaker there. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam there. Right now I don't remember. Some other time you ask me, I'll show. Not everybody is same, you don't know. Neither who is speaking, everybody is same. Equally pure or no Siddhanta, all these things. Then mention them, Srimad Bhagavatam. If you hear once Prabhupada, it makes such an impact if you are so, eager. We are just simply trying to follow Prabhupada. As much as you follow Prabhupada or surrender, Krishna being very merciful to surrendered soul according to his surrender and his service, loving service attitude, he reveals everything.
Thank you, Maharaj.
As long as you become a mouthpiece, not thinking, I am preaching, I am the speaker, and it's good, humble. Just repeat what Guru says and act. I think this is one quality.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Make sense?
Yes, Maharaj. And second question, Maharaj, that you explained that Prabhupada says that real bhakti comes or devotion comes when we reduce our eating and sleeping.
But this is one of the symptoms.
It seems very difficult, Maharaj. Now we should.
Of course it is difficult. You want something very valuable, you have to pay a proper price. Do you think sometime a saintly person start a movement, thousands coming, in time everybody is tested. And time tells who is steady. But whoever does service, Krishna reward him accordingly. Some of them do huge service, Krishna will know how to reward him. They again come, again carry on. Once in a letter, Prabhupada was writing. One disciple was writing, Prabhupada, like him, his big, big project I also want to do. Prabhupada said, no. Our purpose, what Guru say do, he knows how you become free from material entanglement. And then real devotional service starts. So if you become gradually pure devotee, your wife looking after a temple I gave you. assignment. And I know you have got children, you are taking care of them, you have got some brahmachari, they are going for chanting and distributing book, they are doing very good by your guidance. And this way, if you simply become a pure devotee following my instruction, that is what matters. Why you have to follow him, what I asked him to do? He also have to become a pure devotee. But he can do this, so he is doing. What I asked you, you do, you become pure devotee and go back to Godhead. Make sense? Everybody doesn't have to be a carbon copy. To doctor, many diseased person come, but all are not have got the same disease. So doctor feel the pulse, and accordingly, knowing his symptom and his disease, he gives medicine and instruction. Some could be same disease even, but instruction could be different, because one is the primary stage, one is gets chronic disease, old. So Prabhupada also, something general instruction, some specific instruction he has given, and we should do. Make sense? Hare Krishna. It is sometimes very difficult to understand a Vaishnava or a devotee. That is written in scripture. Even demigods, the higher mode of goodness, they find it difficult sometimes. What to speak of us? But we can see through the eye of scripture and great Vaishnava Prabhupada. Make sense? Hare Krishna. Any more question, comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Just one thing, you mentioned about the sweet old days.
Spiritual?
The sweet old days you had in, you know, when you were young.
Can somebody clearly speak? Like
Sweet old days. When you were young in your, you know, early days of the movement. Now, how can we revive that spirit again? Is it possible?
Things have a lot changed. Especially opulence. Prasad. Now that Ekadashi, once taking milk, gone. Maybe sometime, completely opposite pole. Maybe the best feast. I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling truth. Don't try to be unpleasant. But I think that is why it is necessary to know how Prabhupada started the movement. And if we remember, Krishna is our guide within. If we cry to Krishna, when he chant our name, Krishna will give us intelligence. How to do this, I know. Otherwise, against the current, it is very difficult to go. Against the current, what is going on, how can you go again? But Krishna can make it impossible to possible. And it's possible, he can make it impossible. This is my understanding. Make sense to you? Prabhupada said, early days, used to tell, if you have got any problem, simply by chanting in front of the deity, if you nicely chant, Krishna will give you intelligence and he will solve your problem. Yes. But you have to stick to it. You have to have patience. Our all problem can be solved simply by chanting. It's so powerful. And so when somebody asks, Prabhupada, our movement is so wonderful, so many nice things you gave, but why there is so many problems? And Prabhupada sometimes will give answer, depending on time, place and circumstance. One of these is this. Prabhupada said, instead of having so many gathering together and discussing this, that, stop this thing. Better do Kirtan Mela all together. Forget all these things. Simply go on chanting very nicely, not passionately, together very nicely, to the deity all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the Dham, Vrindavan, Mayapur, all this, he said there will be non-stop kirtan going on. I remember early days, sometime our turn is there. Sometime 2 o'clock to 3, we used to come here, chant. One or two person has to always carry on chanting. Then it was not all complete. The Gurukul was not all complete. Neither temple, everything is not complete. You're chanting here. I'm sitting here, and some of them. And it is there, everything. Then three times, only Khichiri Prasad here, I remember. Morning, noon, sometimes some chapati, sometimes some sabji. otherwise rice and dal. Some people cannot tolerate running always here and there. Where I won't tell, he can understand. He cannot digest dal, so he has to run to somewhere to relieve himself. More than that, I don't tell. But you have to do. You have to tolerate whatever Krishna gives. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he said? He told you. Sometimes you can take something nice. Here is he. Out of affection, he brought nice sandesh. He loves you. He loves the Vaishnava. We are so many. Serving in now, it is said, Krishna said, in Kartik time, Damodar Bhatta, Urjapada time, anybody come to Brajadham and do devotional service, he has got special, very, very special mercy. So everybody try, without committing any offense, be careful, try to do some service. Most of the time, keep yourself engaged, you get unlimited mercy of Krishna. Here is setting example. You got a chance now to serve this Vaishnava, you are sitting, at once he ordered and came. So we can finish it. I think you have got time now, 9:30. You have got other seva to do with mouth and hand, which start first by chanting and also relishing nectar of Krishna. This is another form, gross form, which you are, at least this much you have advanced to like attachment to prasad. This is also attachment to Krishna. Better maybe attachment, chanting, dancing, hearing Krishna Kada. Anyway, we do both.